Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Every morning from 10 to 10:30, we talk about businesses and networking on the radio. Our special guest this morning is Ms. Ann Pruitt. Faithful to the Task at Hand is her book. She'll be coming up shortly. We want to tell you about the upcoming event on December 4th. It's our signature event. It's our Christmas party. It's the world's largest, most giving Christmas party on the planet. 100 free Christmas presents. The award ceremony. Also, we're going to have live entertainment, all free. Also, we'll have a slice of cake for everyone. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this opportunity. You're also going to have opportunity to meet Miss Ann Pruitt. She'll be there with her books. You can get an autographed copy for Christmas gifts, and et cetera. We're also going to have some other businesses we're going to be spotlighting. It's going to be the fantastic party of the year when it comes to Christmas party, because this party is about giving. We're also adopted five men, black men on Georgia Avenue that's homeless. We're going to make sure that they have something on Christmas, not only food but also gifts. We're going to be promoting and advertising these men, because homelessness in D.C. is on a rampant rage. But we have to do something. It's called Don't Walk By. And every time I go on Georgia Avenue, there's a brand new Walmart opening up on Georgia Avenue in the first part of December. And we want to make sure that the men who are out there in the cold and the rain every day have something to be thankful for. We'll be right back with Ms. Ann Pruitt. Welcome back. Ms. Ann Pruitt, are you on the line? Ms. Ann Pruitt, are you on the line? Can you hear me? Ms. Ann Pruitt, are you on the line? Ms. Ann Pruitt, are you on the line? We'll be right back. We couldn't hear you earlier. Fantastic. You're
okay.
On the air.
Okay.
This is Russell Price Morning Show. We're talking about businesses and networking. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, my book is titled Faithful to the Task at Hand, The Life of Lucy Diggs Slow. I am a professor, retired professor of educational policy and leadership at Ohio State University. And I picked up this book manuscript from Carol L.L. Miller, who asked me to edit it, and in 2003, and 6 months later, he died, so I finished it.
Wow, that's seriously interesting. I mean, so when you actually was editing the book, it was so interesting that you decided to finish the book. writing excerpts from your own interpretation, or was that something that he was still in the manuscript?
Well, he gave me 200 pages typed, and when I gave it to the publisher, it was 500 pages. So I added context. It was about this woman that he had known at Howard University. He had been a student at her junior high school and was fascinated by the wonderful life that she lived. So after he died, the estate gave me the manuscript, and I finished it.
Wow, that's an interesting story. So is it a love story, or is this a friendship story? What exactly is it?
It's a biography. It's nonfiction. This woman was born 20 years after the end of slavery in Berryville, Virginia. She was orphaned at the age of 5, but she became a 17-time tennis champion and the first African-American woman to win a major sports title. She also was a founder of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and she was the first dean of women at Howard University. That's something they don't have now, but back there in 1922, the girls asked for a dean of women, so she became the first one. She also started the first junior high school in Washington, D.C., for African-American children. I can tell you that story, what the story is. The superintendent of the Board of Education in Washington heard about a new development out in California called the junior high school, and he asked his board of education if we could have one in Washington, and they said, of course. Interestingly enough, there have always been 2 African-American members of the board. So when they started the junior high school, obviously it was for white children. And these 2 members said, we'd like one for the colored children. And the superintendent said, of course, but we can't find anybody. You know, nobody can get that done. They said, we know somebody. It was Lucy Slow. So against the community opposition, she had to fight to get this done because the great high school in Washington was Dunbar, and nobody wanted a junior high school. But she got it started, and that became Shaw Junior High School.
Now, that is a fantastic story. That's why it's so important to document things and to write things down. You writing this book, it gives individuals a part of history. History is sometimes unsung, goes unnoticed. There's so much history that has not been documented. But what you have done with this book is just giving history of Washington, D.C., and especially in the black community. When it comes to a woman like her, she's done so much, but a lot of people don't know. So it's imperative, like, to get your book and to read. But when they finish reading this book, they will have knowledge of not only D.C., but of a woman who did something with her life. And that was the aspect of this gentleman before he died. He wanted to make sure that people knew about his friend. And you picked the ball up and definitely ran with it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to elaborate on what inspired you to do it. What made you want to do what we call take the ball? You know, you didn't have to do that. You basically could have just let it die when he died, but she decided to take the ball and run with it. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. We have a special guest this morning, Ms. Ann Pruitt. She's going to tell us basically what really inspired her to take this book to another level when she didn't have to. Give us your reason for doing it.
Well, my reason for doing it was twofold. One was that I knew Dr. Carol Miller. I went to college at Howard University when he was a dean, and he became a mentor to my myself and to my husband. And we kept in touch with him for 50 years. We moved all over the country, but he stayed here at Howard, and he worked at Howard for 52 years himself. And when we came back to the Washington, D.C. area from Ohio, he was ill. He was bedridden. My husband would go to visit him. And one day he presented this manuscript, and he said, I need somebody to edit it. And I decided, you know, when my husband said, well, would you like Ann to do it? And he said, yes. I said, okay, what it needs is context. And he was just a lovely man. He was a wonderful person. And so I worked on it, and then when he died, I said, I've got to finish it. I've got to finish it for Dr. Miller. This is another reason. The reason was that Lucy Slough was in a field in education today, which we call student affairs. She was a dean of women, and I had trained to be a dean of women at Columbia University. So I knew the field. I knew the occupational field. And therefore, I just had to finish it for Dr. Miller and for Howard University. It was just extremely important to me.
I can hear the passion in your voice and the sincerity of what you wanted to do. It's an accomplishment just to finish it. You took something and basically made sure it got done. It's a big, big step in today's world when people finish anything. People need to finish something in life. But you took something that was somebody else's manuscript, their own vision, and they were not able to see it through. You saw the dream through. You made sure it came to pass. And that's why it's so important to support what you're doing, support your book. People really need to know that there was something done before we are having what we have today. Today is all modernized, technology-wise. People are moving so fast and so forward. African America is another whole place now. But there was a time when we were not in this place. And it was people like the individual you're talking about. She basically did things that was really, really over the top for her time period. What do you think inspired her?
What did inspire her? I tell you a story about her growing up. She was a stubborn little girl. After her mother died, left her an orphan, her aunt took her to, her Aunt Martha took her to Lexington, Virginia to live with her. And she put this little girl in school. She and her sister moved there. And one day the teacher sent a note home to the aunt that she could not control this little girl, and she told Lucy that she was going to send this note. And, of course, can you imagine a little six-year-old saying, I don't care if you do send a note home to my aunt. She was obstreperous then, even then. So she was homeschooled. So she had her own mind, even at 6 years old, that she was going to do what she wanted to do. Later on, when she was living with Aunt Martha, she living in a home which had an apple orchard in the backyard. And the apples would be picked and taken to the basement, and it was the job of the little girl to sort the apples and put them in a basket. One day, when she got tired, she sat down to rest. Wouldn't you know that Aunt Martha would walk down the steps in the basement and see this child sitting down? And she said, why are you sitting down? She said, I'm tired. And Aunt Martha said, only the lazy people rest before their work is done. And I think that stayed with this little girl for the rest of her life. She
That's
never accepted
statement.
A task that she didn't finish.
That is a profound statement. Only the lazy rest before the work is done. And that's the statement that can be carried on for people today. Only the lazy rest before the task is done. You have to, if you start anything, you have to finish it.
That's right.
What age did Lucy die? Was she still alive?
She died at age 54. And one of her friends who came to visit her when she was on her sickbed said she worked herself to death. She was a very hard worker. She worked hard at Howard University against sexism. They didn't want to pay her what they paid the deans, and she insisted. She worked to get buildings built for dormitories for girls, which is now the women's campus at Howard University. Well, it used to be called the women's campus. I guess it's co-ed now. But Truth, Crandall, and Fraser Hall, she had those built because the girls didn't have a decent place to live. She just did so many things actually, she didn't take care of her body. She didn't take care of her body. So that's why she died at age 54.
That's extremely young to leave this earth, 50, but being so talented and so giving and so what I call a person of purpose. Her life, she did so much in her 54 years. Just could imagine she could have did it another 50 years. 54 is an extremely young age to leave this earth. But she did so much good before she left. And
she did. She was very active in the YWCA nationally. She was very active in an organization called the National Association of Deans of Women. She was adamant about it. This organization, by the way, had an annual meeting had a meeting every year. And one year they were having one in New Orleans and told the black people that they had to ride in the freight elevator and they could not have lunch in the main dining room with everybody else who was attending, and she wrote and told them she would not be there. Finally, you know, things began to change. I mean, this was, you know, the segregation and the discrimination that was going on during her life, and she worked against it. She also was active in the YWCA, as I said earlier, because they had camps where they would invite black and white college students together, which was unusual back then. She was a peace activist. She was very, very much in favor of peace in the world. So she participated in organizations for peace activism.
Tell us how to get in touch with you. Tell us how to get in touch with you, your website, how to get the book. Just give us all information that people can get this book today.
Okay. First of all, let me tell you that the book was published by SUNY Press at State University of New York, S-U-N-Y. So you could go to sunypress.edu. You could go to my website, which is www.lucydigslow.com. You can also get it from Amazon. But if you want an autographed copy, you have to go to my website, which is, I repeat, www.lucydigslow.com. And you pay with PayPal, and I autograph the book, and I'll send it to you.
That is excellent. And I want to add, she also has a copy of the book's cover on Be There Magazine's author page. You can go to Be There Magazine, click on authors. Her cover is huge. All you have to do is click on her cover. It goes right to her website, and you'll be able to get that autographed copy right from her. I suggest everyone who's listening, and this program will be going into the archives for a year, so you can hear it anytime you want, but take time to get this book. It's more than just a book. It's a part of history. It's a woman that most people did not know her name until you uttered it or until you make her name present. But what she's done is so profound on Howard University, but also for women and also for the District of Columbia. Give us some more aspect of some of the things that she did that people don't know.
Well, at the outset, I think I mentioned the fact that she was a tennis champion. Now, people have heard of Althea Gibson and Arthur Ashe, but this woman was a tennis champion before Gibson and Ashe. The reason? Black people couldn't compete against white people. So a group of black men started something called the ATA, the American Tennis Association, based in Baltimore, and attracted people from Washington. But this is when she was teaching. She was teaching in Baltimore before she came to Howard. So they started the American Tennis Association, and they played on courts at Druid Hill Park. Now, a lot of people have heard of Druid Hill Park if they know Baltimore, but that's where the tennis courts were. And she won 17 trophies. She was written up by W.E.B. Du Bois for her achievements, and it can be found in The Crisis. The Crisis used to be a magazine that was published by the Urban League. So W.E. Du Bois knew about her and wrote about her tennis achievements in Baltimore. So that's something that people don't know. They rave about our current champions, and they are marvelous, but they are competing in an area where Lucy Slow was not allowed to compete.
That is excellent. We got a call on the line. Call, you on the air with Ann Pruitt. Go ahead. Call, you on the air, 843. Area code 843, you're on the air. This is truly, truly interesting. I am so happy that you took the time to come on the air with us. There's so many callers that's on the air right now and also in the chat room, and they just want to hear what you have to say. But it's so important what you're doing, and I want to commend you from my side of the fence that it's a pleasure that someone like yourself took the time to finish this manuscript. You didn't have to do it. You did it because you had a good friend, but you also saw the power and the essence of who this woman was and who she is today, if her legacy is going to live on through your book. It's so important that people know where we came from and why we came from. You mentioned tennis. If you say tennis, yeah, people know about Arthur Ashe. They remember him because he was one of the first blacks to be in tennis, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to people like Lucy, who was there before Arthur Ashe, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. We're going to take another break. We come back with some closing statements and call on the air. If you have something to say, please say it to Lucy when we come back. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. Don't miss our upcoming event. It's going to be a big one, the world's largest, most giving Christmas party on the planet. 100 Christmas presents, live entertainment. All of the Be There Magazine Award winners will be there. We'll really highlight an individual in D.C., Duke Green. He's one of the first men. African Americans to make $500 million. We give him a Lifetime Achievement Award, but there's also going to be other ones. But also you get a chance to meet Miss Ann Pruitt. She's the author, and she'll be there with her book. Also, we're going to have opportunity for you to see individuals that are doing things, and we're also going to be helping 5 homeless black men on Georgia Avenue. The 5 black homeless men on Georgia Avenue. We're going to make sure that they are taken care of this Christmas. Give us some closing statements, Ms. Ann Pruitt.
I just want to remind people that there are two buildings in Washington, D.C. that are named after Lucy Slow. There's one that is now a residence hall at Howard University called Slow Hall, and there is an elementary school, which has become a charter school, Bethune, but Lucy Diggs Slow's name is in over the top of the building, so it was originally Lucy Diggs Slow School. Also, there is a stained glass window in Rankin Chapel at Howard University that is dedicated to one person, Lucy Diggs Slow. All the others have several people or several organizations, but she made her mark, and it was so important that these buildings and stained glass windows exist today.
That's really commendable to have a stained glass named after you. That glass will always be there in the chapel. Millions of people go to that chapel, and they will always have opportunity to see the stained glass that's been honored for her. That's a very, very, very good accomplishment. Buildings being named after people, there's all kind of accolades given to certain individuals, but to have a stained glass in a church named after you, you can't be no chopped liver to have that. You have to be somebody of what I call caliber, somebody of essence, somebody of purity, somebody basically that you can be respected in all aspects of life. So it's really an honor for her to have that. I want to give this individual one more chance to talk to you. Call on the line. You're on the line with Ms. Ann Pruitt. Give us just say hi to her. Basically, shy. I just want to listen to what you have to say. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the air because it is such a pleasure that you took the time to give us this information. And we look forward to seeing you on December 4th. And also give out the information one more time about your website and how to get in touch with you.
Okay, the website is www.lucydiggslow.com or www.sunypress.edu. To get an autographed copy, go to my website, lucydiggslow.com. Thank you ever so much for inviting me today.
Well,
it's a pleasure to talk with you and to your audience and to talk about Lucy Diggs Slow.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on. We'll see you on the 4th of December. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Thank you.